Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is Diana Krekus. I'm the Take Action Life Coach, and today it's a beautiful day here in Howell. It's Wednesday, May 27th, and I want to talk about a topic today. I'm going to go a little bit different than just, you know, inspirational, motivational, and, you know, other topics that I talked about, but this one is very near to my heart. It's a topic that happened last week, and it's something that really needs to be brought out. It's an awareness that really I have to raise the awareness because people are crying out, and a lot of people are not aware with their busy schedules, with their busy lives. They're not even paying attention, and a lot of times people are crying out to help, and you can make the difference. You really can. Last week, a friend of mine attempted to commit suicide, and it just so happens that I happen to be, I'm in the middle of moving, and I just, by the grace of God, I really, really think that that's what happened. I happened to come by my computer, and I looked at my Facebook, I was just looking, and all of a sudden I saw a post that she put that you're not going to find my body, okay? And I'm like, look, I'm like, what? And I went and I messaged her. I said, you're okay? And she said, I'll be, you know, I took some pills. I'll be fine. I'm finally at peace. And I'm like, wait a minute. What are you talking about? And we had a dialogue going back and forth. You know, she was telling me on how she had it. She couldn't take it anymore. She was pushed to her limit, and she wanted peace, and that no one was supporting her, and there was a lot of dynamics. I'm not going to mention any names or too much of details because I don't want anyone guessing anything as to what her, you know, who she may be, because, you know, it's very confidential and personal, but there was a lot of dynamics going on in her life, and it got to the point where it was her breaking point, and she just had it. They did finally find her, and it was through a, you know, I kept talking to her, and I was showing her pictures of her children. I was showing her, you know, telling her that, hey, you know, nothing is this bad. It really isn't. In 24 hours, you'll have a different mindset. You know, you can't make a permanent decision like this. I would, you know, I'm not a suicide prevention I wasn't trained in that, even though I am a nurse. You know, there's a lot of psychology behind that. I'm not a psychiatric nurse. You know, I'm a, I was a home care nurse, but we were taught psychology. And when I know that when a person is crying out for help, you know, when they're putting things out there, you got to listen. And a lot, and she was putting some signs out there, not to me, though. She didn't put those signs out to me. She put those signs out to her friends who she was with, and they ignored it. They weren't even picking up on it, okay? So it's really important that you keep an eye. You know, if all of a sudden a loved one starts acting out of character, that is some of the classical signs that something is happening. You know, all of a sudden, if they start talking about death, these are some of the signs of suicide, okay? And it's really important if you want to take notes, if you have a piece of paper and pen, take notes. And if you don't have time or if you're listening to this in a car or whatever, take some, you know, listen back and you'll be able to take notes. Anyway, these are signs of suicide thoughts. People talking about death, that's what they're all, you know, they're talking about, especially younger folks. You know, they don't talk about death. I mean, kids are invincible. They don't even care. You know, they're like, they're daredevils. They are not talking about death. But when you got a teenager that's talking about death, that is a classical sign that something's not right. Okay? Seriously, teenagers don't talk about death. That's the last thing on their mind. They're talking about going out, partying, having a good time. They don't want to talk about death. So if you're a teenager or a relative who's a teenager is talking about things like that, that is a sign, ladies and gentlemen, okay? If somebody is clinically depressed, okay, you want to keep an eye out. You know, loss of interest, trouble sleeping, they're not eating, and it gets worse. Okay, if they're, you start seeing symptoms like that, all of a sudden your loved one is not eating, they're not, you know, sleeping, that could be, you know, signs of depression. Depression could lead to suicide. It really can. Having a death wish, okay? And people, there's, you'll hear them, you know, like they're tempting fate. They're driving too fast. They're running red lights. They're doing, you know, daredevil things. You know, like, look at me, I'm up, you know, they're jumping into rivers. They're, you know, doing things that really could, you know, cause accidents that, you know, ultimately lead to death. You know, I had two patients. One broke his neck diving into a pool, and another one broke his neck diving into a river, okay? They weren't intentional, okay? So if you don't dive the right way, yes, you can break your neck, and they were both quadriplegics. So, you know, this, they don't realize, you know, somebody who's having those thoughts, they're depressed. And see, in today's society, when you hear somebody who has committed suicide, sometimes you hear people say, oh, they're selfish. Oh, how dare they do that to someone else. It's not a matter of selfish. They were in such a state of depression. They were so upset, and a lot of times they were crying out for help, but their loved ones were not seeing it. They were not paying attention to their signs and symptoms. And the one that gets me, I'm not going to go religious, but I'm going to go religious for just 1 minute here. The one that really pisses me off, okay, is the one that they're going to burn in hell because they took their life and that God's really pissed off at them and God's going to burn them in hell, okay? That one really, really gets to me, okay? Because if somebody commits suicide, they're not in their right mind in the first place. They're really not. Okay, I have dealt with people who have done suicide attempts, and let me tell you something, they're not talking clearly. So obviously they're sick-minded. The same thing like if somebody who's sick with cancer, somebody who's sick with diabetes, somebody who's sick with other conditions. Mental illness is a sickness. That's when you have the stigmatism that mental illness, oh, well, you know, just change your thought. Everything is fine. Just think of happy thoughts and everything's wonderful and peachy king. Well, let me tell you something, it's not, okay? So if you got these people out there that with this religious thing, that's why I changed my religion and I don't go to church, okay, because it's nonsense like that. Because I believe that, you know, if God, to me, my higher power is God, and he loves you. He created you. He loves you. He knows what's going on in your head. When you take your final walk with him, he knows that you were sick-minded. He knows that, you know, it wasn't that, you know, you were in your right mind when you did something like that. So, you know, enough of that. I'm not going to mention it anymore, but I had to get that out because that really pisses me off when I see these things. You know, look at Robin Williams. Robin Williams, he committed suicide. Who would have thought? Who would have thought? He always portrayed he was laughing, he was smiling, but deep inside he was very depressed. Again, you know, I didn't live with him. You know, his family may have seen signs, they may not have, or, you know, I don't know. His life was private. That's why it's important for you as, you know, if you have someone in your family who has a history of depression, you really need to keep an eye for signs and symptoms, okay? Another one is losing interest in things they once cared about. All of a sudden, they, you know, they loved their car, they loved their dog, they loved going out. Now all of a sudden, that doesn't interest them at all, at all. They could care less. The car could sit there, and it's like, wait a minute, that used to be there. That's all they wanted, and now all of a sudden, they have no interest in it. Okay, making comments about being hopeless and helpless or worthless. Okay. Making comments about being hopeless, helpless, or worthless, that is huge, okay? If somebody keeps telling you, oh, this is hopeless, forget it, there's no, you know, I can't do this, that is a cry for help, okay? Saying things like it would be better if I wasn't here, or I want out, or I want peace, okay? Those are other symptoms, you know, that's thoughts, that's telling you. Okay. Also, putting affairs in order, tying up loose ends, changing a will, you know, all of a sudden. I mean, sometimes you got to change a will. You know, I mean, sometimes you got to get, you know, some people, they just don't deserve to be in your will. But in a situation where all of a sudden the person's putting their affairs in order, they're giving away their items and they're not they're not terminally ill. Like if you start seeing, well, You know, Mary, I really, you know, I've always wanted you to have this sweater. So, you know what, let me give you this sweater, or let me give you, I wanted you to have this piece of jewelry. I'm like, wait a minute, where are you going? You know what I mean? That kind of thing. If they start giving away their, you know, their possessions, that's another symptom out of nowhere. I mean, some, if they're terminally ill, that's a different story, okay? But if they're giving it out of nowhere, that's a symptom. Okay, that's something to look out for. Sudden unexpected switches from being sad to being very calm or appearing to be happy. If all of a sudden they are very depressed and then, okay, I'm fine. Oh, yeah, I'm happy. Sudden changes like that is not normal, okay? That is telling you something. Talking about suicide or killing oneself, okay? I was taught in nursing school that if somebody wanted to commit suicide, if they were determined to commit suicide, that they weren't playing and this was not, they were going to do it, they would do it in the most quickest violent way. Like if they shoot themselves in the head, guess what? There's no turning back. You know, you're pretty well, if you shoot yourself in the head, shoot yourself in the heart, you know, guess what? That's pretty, you're pretty much done, okay? If you throw yourself in front of a semi-truck, guess what? You're pretty much done, all right? But if someone who takes pills, it's not necessarily that they really want to commit suicide. It's a cry for help. If somebody cuts their wrists, you know, like you see the typical cutting their wrist sideways, that's a cry for help. But if they cut their wrist lengthwise, they're serious. They want to die, because if you do it lengthwise, you're going to die faster, okay, because you're cutting the arteries a lot faster than if you're doing it sideways, okay? If somebody's doing, you know, any type of violent attempt at suicide, they're serious. Somebody hanging themselves, that's a cry for help. They really, really don't want to do that. We really need to wake up as to people's cries for help. We really do, because in today's society, with what's happening, one of the things that, again, this is another radio show I'm going to do, is very, very dear to my heart, is bullying. There's a lot of bullying going around, and that is causing young teenagers to commit suicide because of the bullying. That's unnecessary. I mean, your words make a difference. The same thing when a bully says horrible things, also when you are not saying the things that you need to say to a loved one, that makes a difference. If you don't tell a loved one, I appreciate you, I love you, you're important to me, I need you in my life. It may sound silly, it may sound corny, but maybe that's what that person needs to hear before they go over the edge. People want to be wanted. People want to be loved. People want to be cared about. They really do. And, you know, it's important. I like to hear that, and I would think that you as listeners would like to hear somebody tell you that you're cared about, that you're loved, that you're wanted, that you're special. That's the same thing with your loved ones. They want to hear that too. You know, and it doesn't matter, you know, who it is. If that person means a lot to you, tell them. Because I'd rather you tell me while I'm alive, because you ain't going to tell me when I'm dead. I mean, you know, really, tell, you know, I love it. Like, you know, everybody brings, sends flowers to funerals. That's beautiful and wonderful, but why not give the flowers when the person's alive so the person could appreciate it? Really? So that's why it's important to say those things, those really meaningful things, because you could make a difference in somebody's life. You know, keep an eye out. If they're posting a lot of things about death and dying, you know, I was posting about death and dying. You don't know how many times I got phone calls. Are you okay? Yes, I'm okay. I'm trying to get awareness for people. You know, it's like they thought it was me. No, I'm okay. I just want to get awareness. You don't know how many times when I post things, you know, it's like, oh, what's going on about this? Or what's going on about that? Because I do give messages out there on Facebook. I do give messages out there on LinkedIn, on the social media, because I want people to be aware of what is going on. I mean, statistically, I don't know if you're aware of this, nearly 30,000 Americans commit suicide each year. 30,000, that's a lot of people. And suicide could be prevented. It really can. In the United States, suicide rates are highest during the spring. I don't know the reason for that, but they are. I do know that during the holidays, it's the roughest. So if you know that somebody, you know, just lost a spouse or they're by themselves, that's the time when you really should reach out to them and say, hey, you know, well, why don't you come over or whatever. But don't let somebody be alone on the holidays. Suicide is the third leading cause of death for 15 to 24-year-olds and the second leading cause of death for 24 to 35-year-olds. That's amazing. The third leading cause for 15 to 24-year-olds and the second for 24 to 35-year-olds. That's pretty sad that that is the leading cause, second and third leading cause. And on average, we're going to be on this show approximately 30 minutes. Do you know that two suicides will have been done? On average, one person commits suicide every 16 minutes. So while we're on this show, somebody will be committing suicide. Again, while we're on this show, as a matter of fact, two people will be committing suicide. That's a sobering thought. That is. I did a show many years ago about bullying, and we were talking about how it affects children and how it affects, and it was ironic. We were talking about it, and then in the middle of the show, we got a news flash that one of the children that was being bullied committed suicide right on while we were on the show talking about it. That's how serious this is, ladies and gentlemen. About two-thirds of people who complete suicide are depressed at the time of their death. Two-thirds, they're depressed. It's not because they're selfish. It's because they're depressed. They're mentally ill. Depression is a mental illness. Depression that's untreated, underdiagnosed, or ineffectively treated is the number one cause of suicide. Depression. So if you see someone who's depressed, yes, they need help. And yeah, we do, you know, everybody gets depressed. Everybody gets upset about a situation. But where it gets to the point where it's affecting your life daily, that's when you need help. That's when you need help. There's one suicide for every 25 attempted suicides. One suicide is actually completed. And the thing, too, is that when somebody tries to commit suicide, it depends on the method that they try to commit suicide. There could be outcomes for that. If they are oxygen deprived, they could live on as a vegetable. They can. And if they don't have a living will, which was my show last week about being prepared, they could live on that way. And all because they made a decision, because they were in a depressed state, they could now live that way, which is a horrible, horrible way to live. I've dealt with patients who had no, you know, their brain function was minimal because they were oxygen deprived. It's not a way to live, ladies and gentlemen. Males make up 79% of all suicides. Males make up 79% of all suicides, while women are more prone to having suicidal thoughts. Now, this is the one that really got me very, very upset. One in 65,000, ladies and gentlemen, one in 65,000 children aged 10 to 14 commit suicide each year. Children. 10 to 14. That's pretty bad. What does a 10-year-old, I mean, you're like, what does a 10-year-old know about life? But something must be going on in their life. And a lot of times it can be family history of mental disorder. It could be family history of suicide. It could be family violence. If there's a lot of family violence, they want to get away, and they're like, this is the only way to get out of this. Again, bullying is another one. Physically or being sexually abused. Sometimes it's just having the firearms in the house where, again, they're bullied. They get the dad's gun, mom's gun, and that's it. Or if you have people in chronic pain. People have chronic pain or chronic illness. They just can't deal with it anymore. Again, if you have somebody who's in chronic pain or have chronic illness, that affects your psyche. That affects your mind. Chronic pain is not nothing to sneeze at. It does wear and tear on you. You know yourself, if you have a toothache, after a while, if you don't get something for pain, it's going to affect you. Okay? Now try to live with pain like that every single day. And sometimes after a while, the pain medications don't work. Then you have to try to take a different medication. That doesn't work, okay? Or cancer pain or whatever, you know, arthritis pain, okay? Fibromyalgia pain. Those are pains, okay? And you got to deal with that. Sometimes some people feel that it's better to just not live than to deal with that. I really want people to be aware that you have to see what's going on in other people's lives. I mean, really, it is. It's a huge cry for help. It is. I'm telling you. I see it all the time. You know, people are posting about this and about that on Facebook, but watch your friends. Watch, like I said, I just happened to be coming across the room. If I didn't see that, she wouldn't be here today. She wouldn't. I mean, it just so happened I happened to see it. Because I was kept her mind going, trying to find out exactly where she was. And I was able to get her phone number. I was able to get, you know, we contacted the police department. I was able to give details because she wasn't talking to anybody. She trusted me because she knew that I was her friend. She knew that I was there. I was always there for her. Okay? She wasn't talking to anybody else. She wasn't telling anybody else other details. That's how they found her. They found her unconscious. And they found her in the nick of time. Okay? And, you know, to me, I give it to God that through the power of prayer that she was found. But you have to be aware of people around you. You have to be aware. You know, we're all very important. We're all very special here on Earth. And it's important to keep an eye on, you know, if you start seeing things with your neighbor, if you start seeing things, it doesn't have to be just your loved one. Could be a friend, could be a neighbor, could be somebody. When they start talking out of character, let somebody know. Let somebody know something's going on, you know. There are 2 times as many deaths due to suicide than HIV or AIDS. There are. And over 50% of all suicides are completed with a firearm. Yep. Because, again, they want to do final. That's it. They're done. And it doesn't have to get to that point. You know, I have to say that there's some, you know, healthcare practitioners that need to also listen to this and be awakened. You know, you can't just dismiss what somebody's telling you. A lot of times doctors don't listen. And same thing with nurses, okay? I've had doctors, I've had nurses who just don't listen to the patient. You know, when the patient's telling you something, listen. When your husband or wife is telling you something, listen, especially your children. If your child's telling you something, listen, okay? You know, the saddest thing is when, you know, you hear a parent losing a child because you were too busy, you know, watching what show was on, like, oh, what happened on Idol and what happened on, you know, whatever show. No. When your child wants to talk to you, listen. Talk to your child. It's important. You never know if that child's trying to talk to you and say, hey, mom, dad, I'm depressed. This is upsetting me. You need to make your time for your children. You need to make that time to say, hey, you know, is anything bothering you? You know, you always feel free to come and talk to me. My children know that they could come and talk to me, you know, at any time. I don't care what time. I don't care if it's 3 o'clock in the morning. If you want to talk, it's okay. because I'd rather them talk to me and let them know that, let me know what's going on, you know, that something's upsetting them, and no judgmental, nothing, just, hey, let's sit, let's talk, whatever, get a cup, get the pot of coffee out, you know, we'll sit and talk kind of thing, because you have to be there, because they, you know, your children depend on you. You're the first person that that child sees. You know, you're the ones that are there to protect them. So it's really, really important that you spend the time, you know, again, there's such a thing as a record button. There really is. And I know that I'm going to have, you know, especially the sports people that want to see it as it happens. You know, oh, my God, if I don't see the Super Bowl as it happens, it's going to be the end of the world, oh, Lord. No, it's not. There's a record button. But you know what? There's not a record button when it comes to your children. When your children need you, they need you then. There's been times, I mean, I've looked at suicide videos where kids have said they went to talk to their parents and their parents were too busy. They were doing whatever. They didn't have time to talk. Don't be that parent. Don't be that friend that you're too busy. If somebody's taking the time out to talk to you, it's because they trust you. They feel that they could tell you their feelings and that you could help them. It's a cry for help. So make sure you're there for them. You know, it's kind of like a not an honor. I don't know what other word to use. That they had the thought of coming to you, that they trusted you with their feelings. So, you know, it's important that you in turn do, you know, listen to what they have to say. Now, if any one of my listeners is thinking at all of suicide, please, it's extremely important that you contact the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. I'm going to give you the number. Please get a piece of paper and pen out. The number is 1-800-273-8255. Let me repeat that. The National Suicide Prevention Lifeline is 1-800-273-8255, okay? Or if you know of someone that is thinking, has mentioned suicide, anything, please make sure that they call that line. When I called, because I was like, I don't know what else to say to her. You know, I had to pull a stop on her. Again, I'm not trained in suicide. I told her, because everything I was telling her, I was showing pictures of her children. I was doing everything I could. I had to, the only way I could get her phone number was to tell her, hey, I got her pissed at me. I tried to get her pissed at me. I said, look, what kind of friend are you? I can't even say goodbye to you. You won't even let me say goodbye. I can't even talk to you. You know, why don't you call me? And she did. She called me. And by that is how I got her number. Otherwise, I wouldn't have gotten her number. I mean, I had to think quick on my feet. You don't want to be in that situation. Let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. You don't want to be in that situation where, God forbid, your loved one is in a, you know, is contemplating or is attempting suicide. You can't get to them in time. You're trying to get the authorities to that person, and you don't know if you're going to get there in time. That was a horrible feeling. That was a friggin' scary feeling. You don't want to do that. So it's really important to keep an eye, listen to people, listen, you know, pay attention to what people are telling you. And be that beacon of hope. Make sure that you're there to talk to them. Make sure that you're there, you know, give positive words of encouragement, okay? So with that being said, I hope that you got value from this show. And next week, I'll be on same time, Wednesday, either 9 or 9:30 in the morning. Again, this is Diana Krekus, the Take Action Life Coach. I look forward to another show. Don't know what the topic will be, but we will see next week. Take care. Have an awesome Wednesday, and I'll talk to you then. Bye-bye for now.